This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. House Majority Leader Tom DeLay is coming under increasing pressure from the media and from his colleagues. He's been facing allegations of ethics violations, and yesterday, Republican Representative Christopher Shays of Connecticut said DeLay should step down as House Majority Leader. Even more damaging to DeLay might be a statement from a fellow conservative Republican in the Senate. Rick Santorum of Pennsylvania said yesterday that DeLay needs to answer questions about his ethics. NPR News analyst Koki Roberts joins us now. Good morning, Koki.
Morning, Steve.
So what's going on here?
Well, Tom DeLay would say, and this is reflected in a column today by conservative Robert Novak, that the liberals are out to get him, the liberal press, the liberal interest groups, liberals in Congress, in order to bring down the Republican control of the House of Representatives. But he is a lightning rod, and he's a leader, and any leader would come under scrutiny, especially after what's happened to Newt Gingrich and Jim Wright, Republican and Democratic leaders who fell for ethics violations. And so you would think that someone like Tom DeLay would be very, very careful to not give anybody any ammunition in ethical violations. But he has not been careful, and there have been ethics committee reprimands of him. Yesterday in Newsweek magazine, the lobbyist who is being investigated for his activities funding DeLay trips said that DeLay knew everything that was going on. So it's becoming very difficult for the Republicans on Capitol Hill. And it's not just what they would call the liberal press. The Wall Street Journal's very conservative editorial page has raised questions about him. Conservative columnist David Brooks in the New York Times has said he should not be the face of the Republican Party. And even if Republicans discount Christopher Shays because he's from a liberal Democratic district, and the whole campaign against him in the last election was that he would vote for Tom DeLay. His opponent ran against DeLay, not him. But nobody can discount Rick Santorum, even though he comes from a blue state and is in an election next year. And Santorum did say that DeLay was still effective. He wasn't ineffective to date, is what he said. But he also said it's for the people in his district to decide whether they want to approve of that kind of behavior or not. Now, the poll ratings in Tom DeLay's district for the majority leader are also dropping precipitously.
And also in Texas, there's a district attorney who's been investigating DeLay's associates.
And he's indicted many of his colleagues on illegal fundraising charges and refuses to say he won't indict DeLay. And DeLay tried to get the House to change the rules, saying that an indicted person can no longer be in the leadership. That was a bridge too far, even for the Republican majority. They wouldn't go there. But the Ethics Committee has been stacked with pro-DeLay people, and they can't even meet because the Democrats so disapprove of the new rules. So it's a mess in the House, and it's a mess for DeLay's colleagues.
And we've just got a few seconds here, but what can DeLay's House colleagues do as fellow Republicans?
Well, they don't want to even think about it because they're grateful to him for the majority, and he's also done a lot of care and feeding of Republican members of Congress. But he has led them down a garden path on the Schiavo case, where their polls numbers are very low. And the most damaging thing I've heard, Steve, is that he got a standing ovation in the Republican caucus last week. That's what happened to Jim Wright right before he was ousted.
Mm. Koki, thanks very much. It's NPR News analyst Koki Roberts talking to us as she does every Monday.